A group of First Nations leaders and BC doctors is calling for Premier David Eby to take proactive measures to address the health risks of fracking and liquefied natural gas production before approving any more major LNG projects. We collectively and urgently call on the BC government to, first and foremost, fund a comprehensive independent health impact assessment of LNG and fracking in BC and pause all new tracking and LNG development until it is completed, said Dr. Melissa Lem, president of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment at a press conference in Vancouver on Monday, September 8. A simultaneous press conference was also held in Smithers. Several medical professionals and First Nations members spoke in Vancouver, questioning the health impact of climate change as well as the repercussions for northern communities from the construction of the Prince Rupert Gas Transmission Pipeline and the Kasi-Leesums Export Terminal, which will require the creation of several man camps to facilitate the projects. You've heard from our allies and medical colleagues the terrible harm that LNG represents to the destruction of the land, as well as health issues, and that's only going to intensify, said Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs. An open letter from the group cites recent research reviews that suggest a connection between fracking and health harms such as birth defects, childhood leukemia, asthma, heart disease, and premature death. The review, published in the Canadian Journal of Public Health, looks at research on health outcomes in areas where fracking chemicals are used, which are often in rural and indigenous communities. The review found that Canadian-focused research on the impacts was remarkably sparse. The doctors who spoke in Vancouver want more research done into the impact before BC builds another pipeline and export terminal to ramp up production. Dr. Ulrich Meyer, who works in the Dawson Creek area and volunteers with the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment, spoke at the Vancouver press conference about some of the impacts she has seen in the communities of northeastern BC, where much of the LNG production is located. Meyer spoke about higher local cancer rates, which even led to several of her colleagues leaving the area due to their own personal health concerns. This left us an ongoing shortage of family physicians in the Dawson Creek area, and affects our ER coverage, anesthesia, and leaves many patients without a family doctor, she said. The letter has 7 recommendations, including for more research into cumulative health effects, stronger air and water regulations, better protections for whistleblowers working in the oil and gas industry, financial support for impacted First Nations communities, a commitment to end fossil fuel heating by 2035, health inequity assessments for vulnerable and diverse populations, and the implementation of a legal framework that involves local First Nations in decision-making processes. In a statement to Black Press Media, the Ministry of Energy and Climate Solutions defended the government's record on LNG, arguing that the BC Energy Regulator provides strong provincial oversight of fracking operations and ensures that these activities are carried out safely to protect both communities and the environment. The ministry's statement says people in BC rely on natural gas, and the province wants to ensure it is produced responsibly, including by participating in related research projects with several Canadian universities. Health impacts are also considered through the environmental assessment process and ongoing project monitoring, and the province continues to work with health experts and Indigenous partners to ensure communities are protected, the ministry said. The ministry provided a list of 5 criteria for LNG development. There must be a fair return on resources, jobs for British Columbians, partnerships with First Nations, environmental protection in line with climate commitments, and benefits for communities.